Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When picking a new credit card, are you swayed by the possible rewards or do you go for the lowest interest rates? According to a new Bankrate.com report, nearly 7 in 10 people with credit card debt are making a big mistake trying to maximize those rewards. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ted Rossman, credit card analyst with Bankrate.com. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So where are they going wrong?
If you're carrying debt, you need to prioritize your interest rate over rewards. And that's because credit card rates are so high. The average for people with good credit is about 18%. If you have lesser credit, you might be paying up to 25%. So it doesn't make sense to chase 1, 2, 3% in cash back or airline miles if you're carrying debt. You've got to make that interest rate your priority.
Do you think people do that, choose a higher rewards card thinking they're going to, you know, pay it off each month?
It could be, but unfortunately, only 40% of cardholders are paying their bills in full every month. I know rewards are captivating. I love them, but only if you're paying your bill in full. If you have debt, you'd be much better off with a balance transfer card. You could pay no interest for up to 21 months. That could save you hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars, depending on how much you owe.
Right. And I suppose they could get those rewards in some other way?
Right. Rewards are something that you really need to pay your bills in full to make them worth it, because rewards cards charge higher interest rates. So if you have debt, consider your reward getting out of debt more quickly at a low cost. So even if you're not going to get cash back or airline miles from your balance transfer card, that's going to be a huge savings. And then once you're debt free, then have at it and then go for the rewards.
Okay, so consider your reward getting out of debt. You know what? That's not as much fun as a flight to Hawaii.
It's not as much fun, but it's going to really help out your bottom line and your budget. Unfortunately, when people have debt and are not seeking out balance transfer cards, they gave us reasons like, I didn't think it would help. Well, that's a myth. It will absolutely help. I didn't think I'd be approved. That's a myth also. You typically need a credit score of about 670, and most people have that. The average is 704. And then finally, people said they didn't know these existed, so we're helping to put that myth to rest as well.
How much money do you see people saving when they do transfer to a lower interest card?
The Fed says that the average household with credit card debt owes $5,700. So if you're only making minimum payments, you're going to be in debt for almost 20 years and pay about $7,500 in interest. Even if you made a commitment to pay that off a lot sooner, let's say 21 months, which matches the longest interest-free balance transfer, you would pay about $1,000 in interest on your credit card over those 21 months. So the balance transfer really is a tremendous savings.
Do you think people realize this? I mean, what's going on? It's so clear, right, that you're paying a lot more by doing this. Are they in denial? What's happening?
I think it's partly a financial literacy issue. And I think the other part is that people may go in with the best intentions and they don't want to be in credit card debt, and then something happens. We find most people end up in credit card debt because of an emergency, something with their health, their car, or their home, or it's just day-to-day living expenses. And I know life is expensive. It's just so easy to get into credit card debt and so hard to get out, and that's where a balance transfer card can help you.
All righty. Thanks for the talk. We appreciate it. That's Ted Rossman, credit card analyst with Bankrate.com.